Joining us now on Verulam in the Morning is Emily Southcombe. Emily is based in St Albans, and you know there's this thing coming up, the COP26 conference, the big climate conference in Scotland, and each week on a Tuesday morning we've been looking at things we can do to make a difference to the planet. Emily's got some great ideas around clothing. Hello, Emily.
Hi there, good morning.
Now, we're going to be talking a bit about wearing clothes to last, aren't we? The sort of thing that perhaps we used to do 50 or 60 years ago and then we somehow forgot, which seems to be the case with quite a lot of this climate change stuff as we've gone through it. Everything from, you know, using every last scrap of food through to eating more vegetables. And I'm pretty sure they're things we used to do, but somewhere along the line we forgot about how to do them. So, Emily, how did you get interested in clothing and trying to make it last?
Well, a couple of years ago in early 2019, I started working, volunteering at a charity shop. And I realised that, you know, there's nothing wrong with secondhand clothes and there's no reason why I needed to really buy any new clothes anymore.
That's interesting. So you actually started basically buying secondhand clothes in the charity shop and then realised, well,
I need to buy them new. Because I was in the shop. I saw the quality that was there. It's the Hospice of St. Francis charity shop at the Quadrant, and they get fantastic donations. And I just thought, why am I buying new anymore? So that was the first thing that sort of triggered me to get into all this.
Interesting. And have you managed to, by and large, or totally keep that kind of thing up since 2019?
I wouldn't say I haven't bought anything new at all, but right. You know, during, there are certain campaigns that you sign up to. For example, in 2019 Oxfam started Secondhand September, which was obviously just a month, so you know, I signed myself up to that, as it were. And there are many other campaigns that you can, Slow Fashion UK, there are loads. But mainly for me, because, you know, I see all the things at the charity shop and I just haven't felt the need anymore to buy much firsthand. I mean, there are some obvious things like sort of, you know, underwear, stuff like that. But mainly you can find most things either on a secondhand website like Vinted, Depop. They're really making secondhand much more mainstream. Right. And actually now some supermarkets are starting to have secondhand rails.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, charity shops are the obvious great place to pick up good deals on pre-loved clothes because, you know, you're not just getting something, you know, good value for yourself, but you're helping the charity as well.
Now, why is it that wearing secondhand clothes is good for the planet? I don't think I completely understand why it is that, you know, clothes aren't good for the planet.
Sure. So according to the UN, the fashion industry is widely believed to be the second most polluting industry in the world.
Really?
So that it accounts to between 8-10% of carbon emissions and 20% of wastewater. So there is huge scope to reduce our emissions just by changing how we shop.
So if everybody in the world, let's say, decided that half their clothes were going to be secondhand, so they cut their clothes purchases down by a half, we'd kind of end up with, 4% less global carbon emissions?
Yeah, huge
impact.
That's
quite surprising. But the problem in a way is fashion, isn't it? So fashion, the whole fashion industry is designed around things going out of fashion pretty quickly and something else coming into fashion. And if you're a bit of a fashionista, how do you do that and buy secondhand? Is that possible, or do you have to accept, look, actually, I'm just going to be last year's fashions?
So people like Lauren Bravo, who wrote a book called How to Break Up with Fast Fashion, and another lady called Orlando de Castro, who wrote a book called Love Clothes Last. They're sort of influences in the area, in the field. They have loads of advice on how to break up with, you know, by fast fashion, sort of we mean low-cost seasonal clothes that are quite disposable. Recently, Boohoo, been coming up against it for saying they're not a throwaway brand, despite you know, they're putting lots of cheap product into the market, so I suggest they might be. But basically, you can still sort of feel good in your clothes, you know, look stylish. It's just it won't be on a sort of autumn, summer, winter, you know, it won't be on a seasonal basis.
Yeah, yeah. So a little bit, maybe you have to modify slightly your approach to, or your mental attitude, I suppose, towards I have to have the latest thing, this season's thing, but you don't have to modify exactly. It massively.
No, I mean, whether it's buying clothes, you know, a good quality and won't fall apart, you know, after a few wears, buying secondhand or upcycling or repairing what you've already got, it's the idea is just to move away from that concept of not being able to wear an outfit twice, for example, and just moving forward just towards slower buying habits, really.
Actually, when you say not wearing an outfit twice, as soon as you say it, it sounds completely absurd, doesn't it, really?
Well, it does, but I think, you know, people have, I don't know, it's that whole thing of, you know, wearing something to an event and then not wanting to be seen in it again and things like that. And we've all, you know, we've all been
I'm
there.
A man, so I'm a man. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what I wore to the last event. I know that's horribly stereotypical and probably not true now, but I, you know, yeah, I get it. I do get it. But you know, if attitudes change generally, then of course people wouldn't look down on wearing the same thing twice, would they? Because they think, yeah, well, it's been pretty sensible.
Yeah, buying secondhand used to have quite a lot of stigma attached to it. But since, you know, like I said, Depop and Vinted, and, you know, it's going to be in the future, you know, huge industry, secondhand. So, you know, we're on the way there.
So if somebody's never really done that, never really bought secondhand, what are a few handy hints for getting started? What would you say to me if I'd not bought secondhand clothes before? What kind of hints and tips would you give that would make me feel a little bit more comfortable about taking the plunge?
Well, I would say go into a charity shop, because buying online is great once you've sort of got used to buying secondhand. But I would say go in, have a look at what's there, you know, have a real sort of think about what you're trying to buy. And you know, you can always, you know, always take it back if you decide, you know, no, this isn't for me after all. But there are so many great opportunities in charity shops, so many great finds, you know, as people call it, treasure hunting in charity shops. And I would say that would be a brilliant first place to start.
Now, you have a bit of a business in this too, don't you, I think?
Yeah, so I sort of started doing upcycling during lockdown and then started to sell bits. I did the Sustainable St Albans Markets as part of SusFest, and yeah, I've started doing quite a lot of upcycling and repairing myself. So, yeah.
Good for you. So where can people find your business if they're interested in seeing what you do?
Well, I mean, I've got an Instagram page, called Upcycled Living UK. And on there are upcycling ideas and sustainable lifestyle ideas. And just, yeah, you can have a look at what I've been doing there.
Excellent. Give us that Instagram again.
Okay, so it's upcycledlivinguk.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, look, Emily, thank you so much for sharing some tips and maybe making us a little bit less scared of buying secondhand clothes. And that's a staggering statistic about the fashion industry and the kind of damage it does to the planet. Thank you for joining us. Now, if you want to learn more about this, Emily's written a blog. It's available right now on the Sustainable St Albans website, which is sustainablestalbans.org. Emily, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you ever so much.